A Milwaukee County supervisor is spearheading a resolution he hopes helps reduce the risk of lead contamination. The idea is to create a small revolving loan fund to help county residents remove the hazard when they buy a foreclosed home. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned the vote to push the resolution forward, while unanimous, came after significant debate.
Supervisor John Weishan says he's been trying to propel county government to act on the risks posed by lead for 2.5 years. In 2017, he promoted a $1 million financial assistance program. Wednesday, Weishan outlined a much more modest plan. It targets foreclosed homes. When they move from county to private ownership, Weishan wants lead-founded both paint and old pipes feeding water into the homes to be remediated. Weishan says initial funding would be $550,000.
Milwaukee County, we deal with thousands of different foreclosed properties in mainly the 18 suburban communities. When one of those properties comes into our possession, we should make sure it's lead-free. From the estimates I've seen, it can be as low as $1,700 for a lateral replacement to all the way up to, you know, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000. So some people may be wanting to fix that lead lateral, but they only can afford $2,000 and it's a $3,000 job. So we would then be interested in giving them a low-interest loan for that additional $1,000.
Weishan says loans would be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis and would be coordinated by Milwaukee County's Housing Division, for which Jim Matthey is administrator.
And so we would run this just like our home repair program. So we do have certified lead remediators that do this kind of work in our home repair program already, using HUD guidelines and LeadSafe guidelines. So we do have that in place because of our home repair program already.
Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich says she likes the idea, but cautioned the committee is moving too fast.
You know, I'd like to hear from the treasurer's office specifically, since they also receive foreclosures, perhaps the register of deeds, there's a lot of groups that would be affected here.
Supervisor Weishan urged the committee to move forward.
There is no safe level of lead. We take over foreclosed property. You know, I don't want somebody to buy a home or rent a home from somebody who bought a foreclosed house and then be responsible that their children or they had a miscarriage because of lead poisoning.
In the end, Supervisor Dmitrievich's reservation swayed, but only after she asked how many foreclosed homes Milwaukee County had sold that contained lead but had not been remediated. Housing Division Administrator Jim Matthey replied,
I wouldn't think that Milwaukee County would proactively be lead testing on foreclosures. That's not something municipalities generally do.
But with this resolution, if adopted as it is, we will test every foreclosed property that we get.
That's not my understanding. My understanding would be if it's a known lead hazard, if there were orders on the house from one of the local municipalities or something that we would see upon entrance.
It's already a disclosure that exists within the document.
That's correct.
Do you know if those types of properties that have had the previous disclosure that we receive via foreclosure have been sold that way? Obviously a couple. Anyone know?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I couldn't answer that from the Housing Division perspective.
You could almost feel Dmitrievich's concern mount about unattended lead hazards moving silently from county to new ownership.
All right, I'm going to remove my layover.
While it's not yet clear whether the full county board will okay the resolution, and if so, how it would unfold, Governor Evers hopes a new position, a lead pollution czar within the State Department of Health Services, will help every municipality tackle the lead challenge. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.